Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, and you've reached my podcast. My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate it. Exclamation point on that one. Anyway, today, I wanted to kind of go through some platitudes that I often hear. People always ask you, how are you doing? And you want to have a witty or urbane type reply. I usually say, I'm so wonderful you wouldn't believe it. Sometimes I say, if I were any better, I'd have to be twins. I stopped saying that one a few years ago when twins actually appeared in my life. Just like I stopped really telling Fred and Ed stories when I had my own twins. And I was living twins instead of fantasizing twins. But there's so many others, and the platitudes are always fun to consider. Living the dream is a big one that people use to kind of say, hey, I'm living the dream. Well, not always. But anyway, as we think about kind of this concept of how people interact, I kind of wanted to go through this interesting trending that I'm seeing, which is that people don't like to admit that they were wrong. And I know I don't like to. I know that nobody really loves to admit that they're wrong, but there are times when we're wrong. I remember back in 2007, I made fun of the iPhone. I made fun of the iTunes store. I was deadly wrong because I was living in a world where $20 applications was normal. The new world order of 99-cent applications changed everything. The other side of the iTunes stores, it didn't just change the reality of what people were buying in terms of applications and how they were using applications. It actually changed music, too. When people could actually go and buy the single song from an album that they loved, it made the music industry very different. Some singles went way up in sales and some albums went way down. There are a few albums over the years that I bought for three songs. And when I look back at it, that's not necessarily a bad thing, right? Hey, you want to have it, you want to play it, you want to play it when you want to play it. That's why you buy an LP. That's why you buy a cassette or a CD, right? But the iTunes store changed that and made it that, you're literally buying one song at a time. 99 cents is cheaper. It's not as painful. And the reality is you're buying one song, so it doesn't really bother you. And that big change was not something that I honestly was prepared for, nor did I project when I was making fun of the iPhone. Today, I have switched from the Windows Phone world to the iPhone, I really have come to realize that how wrong I was. So, it happens. But saying that I'm wrong, there's nothing wrong with that. The reality is being wrong is actually a good thing. It means you're taking risks. It means you're sticking your neck out just a little bit outside the turtle shell just to see, the art of the possible. What's wrong? What can happen? What can I do? What do I see? How does it appear to kind of come together for me? One of the things that I've been wrong about is, how widespread 3D printers would be by the year 2020. My thought in 2015, as I was beginning to print a lot of plastic items, was that every home would have a 3D printer. They don't, and they probably won't. Most homes probably will never have a 3D printer, but most homes will have an ultra high definition television, but likely not have a 3D printer. And that's kind of the reality of the world as we look at how things kind of move forward. We make predictions, we can be wrong. And, being wrong is not a horrible thing. It, again, as I said, it means you're taking risks. It means you're sticking your neck out and trying to see, the art of the possible and just, what lies just beyond the art of the possible. Sometimes when you're wrong, just step back and say, I was wrong. I shouldn't have done that. And you'll find that people will respond to you much better than if you go, well, I had to do it. I had no choice. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you so much for listening.